And joining me in the KRVS studios now is Charles Richard, who is head of the Center for Moving Image Arts and the director of the new major, the Moving Image Arts Program degree here at UL Lafayette, as well as a student in that program, Saimi Haygood. They are here to continue the discussion about the Production Assistant Training Seminar. We were just speaking earlier by telephone with Kenny Chaplin from Canada, who will be coming in February to do the seminar for the Production Assistant Training. And we brought in Saimi because he took that seminar last year and is going to let us know more about it and what he feels was the most valuable part about it. But I think before that, Charles, I'd like to talk again about the scope of the Moving Image Arts program here at the university. As you mentioned just a few minutes ago as we were talking, that program is growing by the proverbial leaps and bounds, and you can't keep up with the students' interest.
It's wonderful but scary at the same time. The scope of the program is very, very broad, and this was by design. We wanted a interdisciplinary program that would be a kind of a comprehensive address of any form of digital media that uses moving images or motion pictures, if you will. And, of course, for most people, that means the kind of the conventional Hollywood movie business that's so big right now in Louisiana. And for most of our students, that is indeed their area of interest. But we also really strongly emphasize to our students that there is a whole spectrum of businesses and industries that are now communicating creatively using moving images. And so we have a growing number of students who are interested in areas like video game development and computer-generated imagery or visual effects, some in certain aspects of animation. And we have only a few graduates, but they seem to be taking seriously the message that there's a lot of different businesses waiting for their skill sets. One of our recent graduates, as of a year ago, Eric Ryan, has just taken a job with a prominent advertising agency, and he's now in the position of directing their motion picture components of their advertising and promotion campaigns and stuff. And so he's very happy about that. And, of course, he's still making his independent films on the side, too.
Right. You have to support that.
That's right. It's a habit that you have to support.
Now, one of the exciting things about that degree here at UL Lafayette is that it goes across the curriculum. You're a new program, and so you take advantage of the talents and resources of departments and professors across the university.
That's right. When we started, we were given the challenging mandate of creating a new program that would address the workforce needs in these different moving image industries, but we had the one restriction of not spending any new money. So we had to work with existing courses. And so we worked together with the Dean of the College of Arts, as well as the Dean of College of Liberal Arts, as well as others, to develop a curriculum that drew together all of the relevant courses offered at UL that addressed that set of skills to prepare students for that diverse range of careers. And since then, that's allowed us the time to build up some of our own new original moving image arts offerings. And so we have some courses that are MIA titled courses, and we're constantly adding to that catalog, trying to keep up with the demand from the growing number of students we have. But yes, we do draw courses and wonderfully talented instructors from departments as diverse as broadcast communication, visual arts, English, and School of Business, and all sorts of different areas.
Right. And I know that with such a diverse group of kids, I'm sure some people may wonder, well, how do they all connect? How do you get them all together? But you have a student organization that has formed called the Messies.
They're known affectionately as the Messies, but that's an abbreviation for their real name, which is the Mise-en-Scene Society.
Right. And so they get together and collaborate and talk about their varying interests. And I know that you all had a really successful award ceremony in the fall. And I know, Saimi, you had come and talked about that award ceremony.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So a lot of very active students in the curriculum, very enthusiastic, passionate students about what they're doing. But as you were talking about these various professors and having of course, to spend no more money on this new degree, one of the things you do is to bring in outside experts like Kenny Chaplin, who has a company that deals specifically with training production assistants, and they come in and help to augment the courses that you have here at the university.
That's correct. When we first started the dialogue within the university about 8 years ago about how do you go about building a motion picture arts program the right way, the one thing that we all recognized is that no matter how wonderful your curriculum, no matter how wonderful your professors and other resources, you're still never going to be able to cover it all aspects that go into making a movie, much less all of the other industries that use motion pictures. So the conclusion we came to is that we wanted a program where one of the hallmarks of what we do is reach outside of academia to working industry professionals, people who have boots on the ground in the business and can come and offer a perspective that mere textbooks and professors can't necessarily offer. And so Kenny Chaplin is a great example of that. We also have been really blessed with interest and support from so many of our wonderful local filmmakers. And people may not be aware, we have some extraordinarily talented and successful independent filmmakers working in the Acadiana area. They're drawn to Lafayette. They could be working anywhere. These are people who have all sorts of opportunities waiting for them in Los Angeles, New York, and other places, and they frequently do go there for those opportunities. But they always come back here to Lafayette because it's home, and this is where they want to make the foundation of their independent film careers.
Right. And one of the nice things about these seminars that you offer, bringing in external experts, is that you can offer it to the community as well. You don't have to be an enrolled student in the Moving Arts Image Arts program. You can just enroll in the seminar.
That's correct. And we're trying more and more to make those kinds of opportunities available. When we started the Moving Image Arts program, we worked very closely with economic development officials at the state level as well as with LEDA here in Lafayette. And we asked them, what is it that business wants? What does industry want from the educational resources that train their workforce? And one of the things that they said is we want a diverse workforce. We want people who, yes, they are trained in the finer points of creative expression in the arts, in the humanities, and in business and things like that. But we also recognize that we need people who can sweat and move cables, haul lights, and follow orders, and all of those things too. So that was part of the rationale behind bringing in the production assistant training seminar, because as anybody who has any experience at all for any time in the movie industry can tell you, you can be the most brilliant film school graduate, the most brilliant artist that ever came out of the most expensive film school in the country. You're still likely going to be starting as a PA on a big set. And the rest of the people on the set aren't interested in hearing about the student film that you directed and won so many awards for, or the good grades you got. They want you to get them coffee when they need it. One of the things that Kenny emphasizes that I love so much is the idea of making yourself unforgettable. And if you don't mind, I'll share with you a great story about this. There is a pretty well-known independent filmmaker who hangs around Lafayette a lot. He lived here for a little while, but he keeps a place in New York and a number of other places. And he's best known for his work as a director of photography, cinematography. And so I asked him once to come and talk to our students, and they were all a little surprised to learn that he was this award-winning, very well-known cinematographer who had worked with all the greats. You've certainly seen his music videos if you are a fan of popular music. And they were amazed to find that he hadn't taken a single class in cinematography or ever gone to film school. And so they asked how he got there. And he said, well, it's because I had a van. And said, what do you mean? And so he explained that he was living in New York City, and he was in his early 20s, and he applied for and got a job as a, quote, lowly PA, production assistant, all working on set on a movie in New York. And it was cold, nasty, wintry weather up there, and he had two things going for him. One, he had a van. And as you know, not many people in New York have their own transportation. They rely on public transit. And when you're on a film set and you have to often drop things at a moment's notice and run and get something or whatever, having your own wheels is a real advantage. So that was big for him. The second thing that he did when he saw the weather turning really nasty the night before their first day on set, he somehow or another got his hands on a working espresso machine, you know, one of those nice fancy cappuccino makers that you see in coffee shops. And whatever it is, he stayed up half the night installing this cappuccino maker in the back of his van. So he shows up on set the next day and everybody's standing around cold and everything. And they realized, oh, wait, you're the PA that has the nice warm van. And if I get in the back of it, not only can you take me places, but you can fix me a cup of hot cappuccino. It wasn't long before people in the camera department adopted him, and he was no longer just a PA. Before long, he was doing basic camera loading and things like that, and they taught him on set, and he was in demand constantly, known as the guy with the van and the cappuccino machine. And before long, he was operating cameras, and long story short, he ended up winning the Best Cinematography Award at Sundance 1 year. So, wow. And he was off from there.
You can see people out there in the audience writing down, van, cappuccino.
Exactly.
But really, it sounds like the message is just really putting yourself out there with enthusiasm and sort of tireless desire to work in that industry.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You just have to distinguish yourself as a PA by your work ethic, by your passion for the business, by your willingness to go the extra mile, also by the demeanor that you have that makes you a pleasure to be around, because, you know, it's often 14-hour days on a set, and nobody likes to be around the grouchy person who's complaining all the time and, you know, and miserable all the time. So you can distinguish yourself in lots of ways that make leaders want to hire you again and very quickly promote you, because nobody that I know who's really, really good at what they do stays a PA unless that's what they want to do.
People may be tuning in right now who'd like to know what we're talking about. My guests are Charles Richard, who is the director of the Center for the Moving Image Arts and also director head of that program here at UL. It is now a degree at the university. And student Saimi Haygood, who is just about to graduate this coming May. He's keeping his fingers crossed in the Moving Image Arts program. He's been working really hard and actually took Kenny Chaplin's seminar last year, and this is the production assistant training seminar that you heard Kenny talk about a little bit earlier, and Charles Richard just now. So, Saimi, what did you enjoy about this seminar? It was a 2-day seminar, and again, most of you in this degree have varied ideas about what you want to do with your degrees, how you want to fulfill your interest in film. What encouraged you to take the seminar in the first place?
Well, I think the first thing that encouraged a lot of us was that I believe that Professor Richard promised us extra points.
You didn't mention that one, Charles.
Oh, sign me. Watch
it. But he also promised us that we would learn a tremendous amount of information from this man and about the program itself, because it is, if anything, enlightening and illuminating about the film industry. What I really loved about it was the fact that the first thing he did was dispel all the rumors, the worries, the fears about what it is a PA does. You know, it's very much like the NBC Page program. You know, it's the clerk level entry job. And he just broke it down to us that there's no shame in it. And that actually it works against us that we have this degree in film, because people off the bat think that we're solely focused on just making our movies happen, like Professor Richard said, instead of focused on actually lifting things and sweating and bringing people coffee, you know, being a clerk. So I really enjoyed that he taught us about that, as well as the fact that Kenny is about 100% charm, truly.
Mm-hmm. He's a very funny guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He didn't get into a lot of the stories that the two of you were talking about on the air a little bit earlier, but you were quite taken with many of his stories about the celebrities, the directors and actors that he has worked with. So he spent time talking about his experiences with them.
Yes, ma'am. In fact, you know, I don't know if I'm breaking any laws by telling one of his stories. If only because he holds them dearly.
Not unless it's libelous.
But one of the situations he posed to us, which talked about, you know, how PAs think. You know, a big thing he talked about was the thinking of a PA. PAs are people who think about thinking. So it's incredibly interesting to listen how to think about thinking. So as Professor Richard said, with his example of the guy who broke into cinematography by bringing a cappuccino machine in a van, you know, you have to concern yourselves with the well-being of not only the cast but the crew. So one of his stories was helping a very famous actress, and what had happened was she had just recently gotten out of a huge relationship. It was all over the media. There was paparazzi everywhere around the film set. And what he did was, as a lowly little PA, he got a limousine that looked like the one she was driving up in to go to another spot, a decoy, so that she could get out safely, you know, without being unhampered by people who were just snobby and in her business and didn't need to be there at the time. And they remember things like that.
And this was something he took up on his own initiative. It wasn't something he had to be told to do. He was concerned about her personal well-being. And that's something that she didn't forget, because at that moment there were an awful lot of people surrounding her who weren't concerned about her personal well-being. They just wanted the story and they wanted the snapshots to go on the tabloids.
Well, those are interesting stories to impart, because I'm sure there are a lot of people who, when they think about being a production assistant on a film, think all you need to know is the tech. All you need to know is certain terms. But it sounds like it's a large measure of politics in it, and learning to be a good PR person. And so you really learn lots of social skills as well.
Yes. I mean, I would usually say that you can't teach congeniality, but he can do it.
Well, and the thing, too, to keep in mind, and Kenny stresses this, is that a PA is no one single thing. The range of jobs that are asked of a PA can be anything. We've had students out of the Moving Image Arts program who went to work in the payroll office of a film set for a movie that was shooting for quite a while, actually, in the New Iberia area, Confederate Ghosts in the Mist or whatever it was.
In the Electric Mist.
One of the James Lee Burke.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. And I think I just conflated two of his titles there. But anyway.
Understandable mistake.
Yeah. So one of our students worked as a PA there, and she expected, and for a few days was, hauling cables, moving lights and, you know, boxes and stuff like that. Very quickly, though, they moved her into a very nice air-conditioned office inside one of the trailers that was the payroll office. And she got to know every single one of the below-the-line crew members, because at the end of each week they came to her to pick up their envelope, their paycheck. And by being a nice and sweet person, she got to befriending different people in different departments that she was interested in. And after a while, you go out for a beer, a cup of coffee, or whatever with some of these people, and you start learning all kinds of things that you'll never learn in my classroom or any other classroom.
And making those connections that are so important to making yourself unforgettable.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. If you're tuning in right now, we're talking about the Production Assistant Training Seminar that will take place in Lafayette February 16th and 17th. It is being hosted by the Moving Image Arts Program here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. My guest, Charles Richard, heads up that program at the university. Saimi Haygood is a student in the program. He will graduate this coming May, and he went to that seminar last year and really enjoyed it a lot. Did you learn about jobs that you hadn't even thought about might be available for you to do?
For the most part, we had a good grasp of the jobs in the industry thanks
already,
to the major.
Charles has been letting you know about that.
But he gave us specifics about why a PA would be needed for each of them. So even though a PA is such an umbrella term now, because you can be the PA to a scriptwriter or a PA to the people in not wardrobe but the costume department, you can be a PA to the director of photography. You can be a PA for almost anyone. So that was very interesting. And I think one of my favorite things, I think the favorite thing I learned from his seminar was his tagline, to be invisible but unforgettable.
Yeah, that's a great description. That's right.
He should pass T-shirts at the end of the seminar.
Yeah. Trademark it, yeah.
Now, this seminar, as we mentioned earlier, is open not only to UL students, but to the community.
That's right.
Anyone can sign up for this seminar.
There are different rates. Kenny is very, very generous with – he really likes the folks here at UL, and I think he also likes – coming down to nice, warm South Louisiana out of the frozen wastes of – where is it? Winnipeg or wherever it is this time of year. So anyway, but he offers a especially discounted rate for UL student participants. And members of the general public who are also looking for work in this industry, they can also and are in fact encouraged to register. There's a little bit higher price for them. It's a bonus for being a UL student. But either way, you can get the details by going to PA Training Seminar, all one word, PA Training Seminar www.patrainingseminar.com. That's it.
Okay. And just look for the seminar February 16th and 17th here mm-hmm. in Lafayette and find out more about how to register. It's going to be taking place here in Burke Hawthorne Hall, I believe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Kenny mentioned that there will be a screening of a film on Friday night.
This is a good example of what a nice guy Kenny is. He said, it turns out from my flight, I'm going to be getting in a little early. I know the seminar doesn't start till Saturday morning, but I'm going to be there. Why don't I go ahead and throw in a little bonus at no charge for you all on Friday night? And so what he's going to do is he's going to take one of the better-known movies that he's worked on. He picked one actually specifically for its connections to Louisiana, which was Runaway Jury, which I believe was shot in New Orleans sometime in the 90s, I think. Anyway, he worked on that film, and what he's going to do is sort of the same thing that you get during the special features of a DVD, which is a kind of ongoing commentary. But from the standpoint of he's now a first AD, a first assistant director, and that's kind of the path where a lot of PAs end up following. They kind of naturally gravitate toward that spot. And so he's part of the Directors Guild of America and all. But he's able to give behind-the-scenes commentary on that film as you watch it and let you know how these scenes came about and what was happening, what the PAs were doing, what the first AD and second AD and the others were doing in order to make this magic that you're seeing on the screen happen. Mm.
Lifting that curtain, letting us see what's happening behind it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you can be a UL student or not. Sign up for the seminar. It's the Production Assistant Training Seminar hosted by the Moving Image Arts Program. Charles Richard is the head of that program at UL Lafayette. Simi Haygood, a student in the program, about to graduate in the program, and looking forward to some interesting work, I believe, with young people. You're hoping to help them with work on film. So perhaps we'll have you back after you graduate and see what you've been working on.
Hopefully.
All right. Thank you so much, Simi, for coming to let us know more about the seminar, and Charles as well for working with these students with such varied interest in the moving image arts field.
It's a pleasure to be with anybody that has so much passion for something as these students do. So it's a joy.
Well, we'll see a lot of them for that seminar February 16th and 17th in Lafayette at Burke Hawthorne Hall. For more information or registering, it is patrainingseminar.com. Thank you both.
Thank you, Judith.
Thank you.